Leia Worrell from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm here with Avinash Persaud, Chairman of Elara Capital Ltd and Executive Fellow at the London Business School. We are at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked him what factors in international financial architecture are particularly helpful and what are the risks in mobilising and using finance flows effectively for development in the poorest and most vulnerable countries.
The principal challenge for emerging markets in general and the least developed countries is that private capital can be substantial and supportive, but it tends to come in only two forms, feast or famine. And so there are two ways in which we might address this, but that's the problem we have to try and solve. One is that the developing countries themselves might use a wide range of instruments, something like macroprudential controls that may impede or disincentivize capital inflows in the time of feast. And secondly, we might have international arrangements for some kind of insurance for when these flows reach a sudden stop and start returning. There's been much long history of attempts for the International Monetary Fund to have something like that. And I think we are slowly moving towards something like that, but we're not there yet.